I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Healthy lifestyle habits can help reduce the likelihood of cancer. Dr. Sarah Tucker Price is here to talk about specific routines and strategies and small steps that we can take to help with cancer prevention. Dr. Price is an assistant professor of family medicine, and she leads the in-house primary care program for cancer patients at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Price, give us a short summary of the actions that we can take that can help reduce our chance of getting certain cancers.
Some of these things include things like making sure you're exercising regularly, that you're eating a healthy diet, that you're maintaining a healthy body weight. Other things like getting regular cancer screenings are important, and avoiding tobacco consumption and talking with your primary care doctor about how you can stop smoking or stop using tobacco products if that's something that you're currently using, as well as limiting how much alcohol you're drinking.
Any other things that are particular to South Carolina residents that you would put on your list of actions to take to help reduce certain cancers?
It is important to be thinking about sun exposure, and so wearing sunscreen and reapplying it frequently is important, as well as thinking about trying to avoid some of those peak sun hours, as well as covering up your skin with, you know, appropriate clothing is important in terms of reducing your risk of skin cancer and some of the sun exposure with that. Additionally, it is important to consider vaccinations as well. So the HPV vaccine is recommended for kids typically between the ages of 11 and 12 years old and can routinely be given up until the age of 26. And that can help reduce the risk of HPV-associated cancers, which can include cervical cancer.
Tell us more about exercise and also maintaining a healthy body weight and how those things can actually reduce our chance of certain cancers.
So we do know that physical activity is important when it comes to reducing cancer risk. In one study, they looked at women with the highest levels of physical activity compared to women with the lowest levels of physical activity and found about a 20% lower risk of breast cancer. Because of this, we do recommend that folks exercise regularly. The goal recommended amount of exercise is 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity, which can include walking, biking, and a variety of activities. And part of this is that activity helps you maintain an appropriate body weight, because we do know about 40% of cancers are associated with obesity, and this can include breast cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, and other cancers.
What about cancer screening? What screening should be on our list to help do our best to prevent cancer or catch cancer at the earliest stages?
It's important to be having regular discussions with your primary care doctor about which screenings are best for you. And so depending on the individual, this may include breast cancer, cervical cancer, colorectal cancer, and prostate cancer, all of which should be discussed, kind of what the best timing and way that this should be done, because some of these, there are several options. And for anyone who has a history of smoking, they should also be talking with their physician about whether they're a candidate for lung cancer screening.
Dr. Price, thanks for this update about strategies to help reduce the likelihood of getting cancer.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.